This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient LIM, L-I-M, first name Kimgetch, K-I-M-G-U-E-C-H. The date of birth, June 9th, 1969. Date of evaluation, June 14th, 2023. Referring physician, disability and social service. The chief complaint, 54-year-old male referred for disability evaluation. The HPI, as noted, the patient is a 54-year-old male who reports history of COVID-19 times 3, period. She was stated that she had been placed on a ventilator following COVID, period. She had subsequently developed generalized weakness such that she was unable to lift anything with her hands, period. She stated that she had dyspnea worsened by exertion on walking approximately 25 yards, period. She was diagnosed with congestive heart failure approximately 6 months ago, period. She reports ongoing symptoms of orthopnea and PND, period. She stated that she has to sleep sitting up, period. She has had no palpitations or dyspnea, period. Past medical history, 1, diabetes, next number, hypercholesterolemia. Past surgical history, unremarkable. The medications, trazodone 50 milligrams 1 daily, furosemide 40 milligrams 1 daily, metformin 1,000 milligrams BID, hydroxyzine 50 milligrams 1 daily, loratadine 10 milligrams 1 daily, carvedilol 3.125 milligrams daily, aspirin 81 milligrams 1 daily, atorvastatin, 81 milligrams, 1 daily. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history, unremarkable. Social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of systems, constitutional, no weight gain or loss. Skin reports color change, period. She notes that skin is pale to yellow. Eyes, she wears glasses. Nose, she reports nasal discharge, period. Oral cavity, she reports having dentures / implants, period. Throat is itchy, period. Respiratory, she has cough. Cardiac, as per HBI, gastrointestinal, she has nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, constipation, bloating, and the use of laxative, period. Genitourinary, she reports frequency, she has low stream, period. Musculoskeletal, she states that she has weakness and drop pains frequently. Neurologic, she has dizziness and incoordination. Psychiatric, she has depression and insomnia. Endocrine, she has cold intolerance. Review systems is otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 163/88, height 60, correction pulse 78, respiratory rate 20, saturation 100% on room air, weight 150.4 pounds. In general, patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The vision right on 2100, left 2100, both 2100, period. Conjunctivae is noted to be pale, period. Cardiac, there is a soft, early systolic murmur in the aortic region, period. The impression, this is a 54-year-old female who is referred for disability evaluation, period. She reports having history of COVID times 3, period. She stated that she had subsequently developed generalized weakness and cardiac symptoms as noted, period. The patient apparently has congestive heart failure, period. Etiology of congestive heart failure is not clear, period. She most likely has some degree of systolic dysfunction, period. However, would require echocardiogram to determine etiology of her symptoms, period. In either case, she has symptoms which occur at rest, period. She has symptoms consistent with New York Heart Association Class 3, period. She is unable to perform tasks which requires significant lifting, bending, or pushing, period. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Kim Glitch, then.